Now, a few weeks ago, I had a chat with blind Dave Healy, you might remember, and he'd been having a problem with his eye, and he ended up having a checkup. And what was the outcome, Dave?
Well, I'd got a growth on the right eye, which was or is either growing into the tear duct or growing out of the tear duct. They don't know. So, obviously, I was booked in then to have a... Well, I was going to take it off completely. But when I got there on Monday, I decided that they were just going to do the biopsy. I think there was a few more patients, so it was a bit difficult time-wise. And what an experience, Simon. What an experience.
Pleasant?
Yes and no. I mean, although the eyes don't work, you know, if you shove your finger in your eye, you know, you do still tend to feel a little bit of pain. But it was quite funny because when we sat there and the consultant stroke doctor, he was brilliant, actually, I have to say. Dr. Chung, he's great. Comes in and he says, right, Dave, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to XYZ, ABC, 1, 2, 3, and this and that and the other. But suddenly he mentioned the word needle.
Mm.
Now, I ain't bothered about needles, dentists, all that kind of thing, eyes poking, prodding, whatever, and I guess my ratio to pain is quite high with things I do. But you can't help it. I don't care who you are. As soon as somebody mentions eyes, needle, your brain suddenly clicks into overdrive and says, hang on a minute here, sunshine. But anyway, you know, there's that element of twitcher in the stomach as if to say, So anyway, it was quite good. They put me on this bed, Simon, and they put me in like a dress thing, and then they wheeled me down to the theatre, and I was having a laugh with the chap. You know, the louder I scream, the faster I go, so to speak. Anyway, we got in there, and the people in there were very, very good. Obviously, very experienced, knew exactly what they were doing. they wrapped me head in this, they cleaned my face and eye out with that.
Well, that's a plus to start with.
Well, exactly. That was the best thing of the week. And that was without soap and water. That was just a... And then they throwed this thing on my finger and I heard a machine start going bleep, bleep. And then they took my blood pressure. They took my blood pressure about 5 times and I had 5 different readings. I thought, well, that's handy. But anyway, then the consultant sort of lay me back and he says, right, Dave, I'm going to pop you a couple of drops in, which he did. And then as he popped them in, he went, oh, by the way, did I mention they might sting? And I says, no, but they are, all the same. So them stung a bit. And then he says, right, he says, I'm now going to pop the needle in. And that's when, you know, you're thinking, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And you don't, well, I didn't tense, but let's put it this way. It weren't the sort of normal thing, you know what I mean? So anyway, he said, right, he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a needle into the corner of your eye. He said, I'm going to go through your eyelid first. And he popped one through the eyelid into the eyeball. And, you know, I felt like a little prick. And I expect you to feel a lot more. You know, you're talking in the eye, a very delicate sort of thing, aren't you? And it was just like that flash off. And I thought, not too bad. And then you felt the stuff pumping. And he says, so then he went to proceed and he put a second one and a third one through the eyelid into the eye. And then he put a fourth one and he said, this one's going directly into the eye. And I'm thinking, Anyway, in he went. And again, very little pain, very little feeling at all. And then the fifth one, he says, right, he says, this one's going in the centre. He says, can you feel that? And I got the sense that something was around my eye. And I went, no, I can't feel a thing. And he says, well, that's it, your eye's numb. And then the strange part then was I'm obviously looking straight up. He's obviously got some form of bright light coming at me, and he tells me that he's got a kind of a microscope, which he's looking into the eye through, and with surgical scissors, and I don't think there was like paper hanging to see, because there must have been scissors, must have been small ones. You hear this snip, 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 snip. It's so strange, Simon. It is so very, very strange when you've had that. It's normal. You can't see what he's doing. You can't see him or the light, but you can hear this snip, snip. And then he says, oh, I'll take a bigger piece off, snip, snip. And he says, that's it, cleans the eye up. And then obviously they start cleaning you up and blah, 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 blah. But there ain't many advantages to being blind, Simon. But I can assure you on Monday that was one of them when I didn't see that needle coming towards the eye. But oh, it was a strange experience, a very, very strange experience.
I mean, it doesn't sound pleasant, but the way you've described it sounds as if it's probably a better experience than you would expect it to be.
Definitely, definitely. The consultant was very, he was very talking to me all the while. The nurses around was talking to me all the while. And, you know, I think when you sense that confidence that's coming from people who are, which obviously they are, aren't they? They are confident in what they're doing. But it's when they talk to you, they communicate, and you know what's going on, it makes you feel a lot easier. I know he's told me that he's only took a piece off for biopsy and that I've got the, he's going to take the rest off on the 3rd of September. But I'm looking now thinking, you know what, I'm not overly worried about going back, because I know the same treatment will be there, it'll be talking, it'll be communicating, it'll be telling you what's going on. And it just made me feel a lot better. And, you know, so successfully, he said there'd be some soreness, which there was very little, I have to admit, touch wood. So I've come out of there thinking, whoops, okay, perhaps this is not such a bad thing. But when he takes the main brunt of it off, I'm guessing there's going to be a bit of soreness. But yeah, it's just, you know, part and parcel of it, isn't it?
When will you get the result of the biopsy?
Hopefully by the time that I get back. The 3rd of September, I've got to go in for the take-off, so to speak. And he's hoping that the biopsy should come back before then, so I should know whether it's, what is it, benign or malignant or whatever it is. But interesting, considering my eye had been watering for 3 years and I never even dreamed, you know, I just thought, oh, I blocked something. But, oh, I've got something blocked all right. And as I say, this growth's coming either into or out of my tear ducts. I thought, well, I never.
Well, it's interesting.
There's always something, saying that.
Yeah, well, it's actually interesting because there's been a bit of a debate started on the Daily Connect here with Stephen Scott and RNIB Connect Radio amongst the VI community. On that whole thing of if you had the chance to get your sight restored or get sight if you haven't had sight, would you take that opportunity? And it's quite amazing, the difference in the views on that. I mean, what about you? Would you would love to get that back, wouldn't you?
I would love my sight back, Simon. And that goes without saying. If you got the option to have your sight, yes, I would. But do you know, the fact that I haven't had sight for such a long time, it would worry me. And the worry is, I know this might sound absolutely stupid, but me and Deb have talked about this many times. And the fact still remains that suddenly I had my sight back, say, you know, this Saturday for argument's sake. Is it or would it become dangerous? Because then I'd suddenly start going out seeing birds in the trees, where they're whistling, I could have a look, the leaves, the colours. Now, am I going to be more watching what's around me than is what's around me? You know, am I going to step out into the road with the wonder of, ain't that a fantastic looking bird up there, so to speak? You know, oh, how lovely the colours are, the clouds, and bang, you sort of step off to the carefree and a car itchy, you know. It was that kind of thing. And I said to Deb, you know, I don't know. Yes, I'd love my sight back. But I tell you what, the thought of it at the moment frightens me a little bit.
How long have you been fully blind then?
I mean, I'm probably going back to my late 20s, maybe pushing early 30s.
So when was that then?
It's been over 30 years ago, obviously. Right. But you see, there's periods when people say, oh, you know, you, because I was talking to the consultant, the consultant on Monday, and I said, you know, what do you really think? And he said, look, there is ways forwards in the world of vision. And he says, at the front of the eye, there's a lot more that can be done. He said, but when you're talking, you've got the retina. He said, at this moment in time, there's movement. He said, but there's nothing that's really going to give you any bearing. So if I'm going to prod and push and plug and sort of give me a shadow, is it worth it, Simon? If they could guarantee they're going to show me my kids' faces and Deb's face, I would take the risk tomorrow. But if all I'm going to get back is, you know, a shadow, then I think to myself, and I know I shouldn't be saying this, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's either all or nothing, and that's what I think for me. Because when I was losing my sight all those years ago, I went through a period of, it could have been 2, 3, 4 years, where my eyes were at times seeing things, but as I turned away and looked back, that thing I was looking at had disappeared. Hence, when I was trying to cross the road, I could hear a car and I could see it. But I moved a fraction, and the next time I looked back, I could still hear it, but I couldn't see it. So in your mind's eye, that car's not there then. And I've had more cars screech and pat their horn, and that was when it became very, very dangerous. And for me, I suppose losing my sight, crossing the road, made it safer for me.
Yeah, well, that's where I am still, that whole thing. And sometimes my eyes tell me lies as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, exactly. I literally could, when I was working in an office environment, I could look down at my desk and I'd see my pen. I'd look away and look back, and that pen had disappeared. To touch it, it was still there. Now, they tell me, I don't know, I'm not technical, Simon. I've never have been, you know, trying to find out the problems of me losing it. But they said it's the rods and the cones, the way they move around your eye. I don't know. I'm no surgeon. What I want to know is the cure, not what causes it. But they said that's what happens, and, you know, this is it. And now, that could be dangerous. When you're sitting at the desk and your pen disappears, there's nothing going to hurt you, is there? But when you're trying to cross a road and there's a 10-ton lorry coming down the street, and suddenly 1 minute it's there, the next it ain't, and you step in front of it, that's dangerous.
The whole thing is you would have to relearn how to see properly, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think you would have to relearn to live with sight again, because you would suddenly take it for granted, wouldn't you?
It's an interesting debate, though, because there's all different viewpoints on it. Some people
definitely,
say no.
And, you know, and I think everybody's view differently, and everybody's got their opinions. But I'm not saying I wouldn't like my sight. Of course I would. The ring blind Dave wouldn't have an appeal to be mates. You know what I mean? They've said crumbs. And a lot of them have said, you wouldn't associate with us because we're more glee. And I said, well, I know that. But, you know, but I mean, I think everybody's got their own opinions, but it depends on when you had sight, when you lost sight, have you lost sight, are you losing sight, you know, what stages you're actually at. At the moment, I'm comfortable with my life. I would rather not be blind, but I am, and I'm not going to worry about it. And if things happen in my life before, you know, I go, then who knows? But yeah, of course I'd like it, but under circumstances that would benefit me rather than just give me a little bit of solace, you know what I mean?
I do, Dave. If you'd like to keep up with Dave and his shenanigans and goings on and all stuff like that, how do we do it?
Website, blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook, Blind Dave Healy. And Twitter, at Blind Dave Healy. Your sound ever so technical, Simon.
You're getting there.
I know. It's a pity I can't work it.
Right. Go and put your eye patch on and go and scare everybody.
I know. Hey, I had to take it off the other night because when I had it all done, I was all patched up, went up the pub looking for sympathy. I got absolutely none. Not one free flaming point did I get. Oh, I thought that's the last though. The next time I'm taking the eye patch off, I'm looking for no sympathy.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Okay,
we'll catch up with you soon.
Shut up.